Hello, everybody. It's Sunday evening, and yes, you're with Simply Butch. I am the host of Butch on Sports. Yes, it is Sunday. I'm glad you're with us. And always, thanks for tuning in, all you fine friends, relatives, and all around good people. Okay, all right. Stretch that out a little bit here. Let's get some sports news that you can't get enough of, and we don't have enough of, but we'll try to stretch it in as much as we best we can on a Sunday night, as we know. And if you have not heard, yes, if you have not heard, that the old show of Commissioner. I'm watching too much Batman and stuff on TV. pandemic here. I've been watching a lot of cartoons here. I saw the Green Hornet early this morning. Gotten up at 5 o'clock in the morning and looked at the station HI, and lo and behold, the Green Hornet was on. One of my favorites here. But I won't bore you and bore you with that. Let's get to some sports news that you can't get enough of. Let's first get off into some history here. If you have not heard or not ever watched the movie A League of Their Own, one of the most important and last long-living members of that original Rockford Peach Ball Club, which is all women's league during the World War II era, Mary Pratt passed away last week. She died at the age of 101 in a hometown of Bridgeport, Connecticut here. The All-American Girls Professional Baseball League said Friday that the Peaches were the most successful team in the league, which was launched in 1943. During their early success, they featured the movie, if you haven't seen it, during this long stage of bringing out good movies, sports channels included. I know it has been on the Major League Baseball Network, A League of Their Own, with Gina Davis and Tom Hanks. Pratt was really not specifically featured in the film adaptation, but many supporters and characters, based on the combination of players there, say that she was one of the more popular people. The league, AAGPBL, officially said, made these comments about Mary Pratt. The former Rockford Peach and Kenosha Comet, she played for two teams there. Mary Pratt passed away on May the 6th. She was 101 years old. Mary was the last known original Peach player that played on the 1943 team. The story of her energy will be missed for a very, very long time. And yes, they opened up a section in Cooperstown, finally, for the women's, recognized the Women's Baseball League way back when, in the mid-90s there. And if you've ever been to Cooperstown, that is a section fenced off for ball players of the women's era there, including softball as well. And you should go ahead and take a whiff of that particular section there. It is something that astounds you there. And many women that I have met during the era, the black baseball era there, where, you know, they don't talk about it, but there were a lot of black women's ball teams as well. And many of contestants I have talked to, some historians, said they were just as competitive, if not more, at a time of segregation was widely known of. And most of us say it's a damn shame. But again, hopefully these times, those will not be forgotten about those particulars, but again, reinforce that we can all play and have fun together there. And live too. ESPN is going to have a new set of chops on Monday Night Football, boys and girls. Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland. I've never gotten old to that name. Why do they call this guy Booger? I can think of many ways that I can, but I don't want to speculate. I'll just leave that word alone. Booger McFarland, they will not be returning via the sources of ESPN there. They will have some successors, but they will be dealt with internally, which means ESPN already has in mind who they want to run Monday Night Football for them, but they have not made it official. Both Tessitore and McFarland, they will remain with prominent roles on ESPN. ESPN, again, I tell you, they're going to hire within to replace them with some remaining prominent roles at ESPN of some people that they know. And right now, my guess would be Steve Levy, Louis Riddick, and also Dan Olasky. Those are the top peers in the professional game as far as giving up information. I can't say it as some others will kind of stand there because they might wink it once a week. Dan Olasky and Louis Riddick, they are normal keys on the NFL live show that they do. So I can't see them not being in the mix of who they put in that booth and talking about football. They've had problems since their loss of the coach who went on to coach football back at Oakland here. So, and now Las Vegas. Yuck, 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 yuck. This is Sunday, and I know most of you, if not many of you, were watching the Michael Jordan story, The Last Dance. Which I've already made my little public comments, and if you haven't heard them, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I think some of the particular of the show, they don't elaborate enough about or try to find some conception of peace with it. They find access to grind and many of the stuff that they show on television there with Michael Jordan. Although he was a great competitor, you cannot put that down about the man. He was an excellent, if not great, basketball player. And a very good motivator to others because he wanted to win. And he had that mentality to drive it on other people and make the team successful in such a manner where he did shine. However, there were some teammates in there and some of the things such as the All-Star team, the Dream Team per se, where the Isaiah Thomas conversation came into play, which they're comparing both of them to equality, which is not. You know, Isaiah Thomas had his game and he was very successful at it, so did Michael Jordan. And I think somewhere down the line that you want to pit two people against one another to say who was the better of the two. Now, you may say Michael Jordan was the more superior, being he have 6 rings on his finger. However, you cannot deny the job the Bad Boys did. And then also the 2004 Pistons team that went to finals, I think in 4 consecutive seasons, although didn't win, but won. You know, what part of finals or finals in a certain division where basically they was all in it, you know. But David Robinson was interviewed, I think, this past Saturday, okay, in Chicago with Jason Goff on I got it right here. NBC Sports Chicago there. And I guess he asked a question about the Dream Team and all that other good stuff and about, in general, about why Thomas was not on the team. And David Robinson said that Thomas shouldn't be surprised that he was left off the Dream Team. He did it to himself. And we'll talk about that in a moment. This is Robinson on the Buck Talk Spock podcast on Jason Goff on NBC Sports Chicago. If you have a reputation and you take pride in your reputation as a bad boy, it kind of means that people aren't going to like you there. Robinson told Goff, you can't be that surprised when people say, I don't really want to play with the bad boys. Huh. I don't understand that. His knowledge of that, too, although bad boys kicked the crap out of San Antonio during those times there. You know, when you talk about putting together a team, chemistry matters. It does. Robinson said you can't act like it doesn't matter. And it's for that team if it's clear that it was a consideration for all people involved. And I guess interpretation of that particular statement just goes as follows here, that he didn't like Isaiah Thomas either. For whatever reason or whatever reputation the Detroit Pistons carried throughout the league as this rough and tumble team that perfected basketball, played in the 60s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, going into the 90s. But certain companies who had ventures and other players put a stop to that after 2 years of championships with the bad boys there as we all know, and many say Nike is responsible, you know, because they had a lot of stock in Michael Jordan, lock, stock, and barrel, and one of the big money hoppers in the NBA at that point in time. The NBA had not seen that much money from a corporate sponsor. And that had a lot to do with the pickings of who was on that particular team. By the way, Isaiah Thomas wore Converse. he didn't have Nikes on his foot. Maybe that had something to do with it, too. As many players back in the days wore Converse and Adidas, didn't all wear Nikes. Nike was a young company growing up in Beaverton, Oregon at the time, and they got a... That was the start of Nikes using star sports people as the face of the company, I should say. So, you know, a lot of things that I know as a reporter, as a journalist, that are very much so true, I don't think sometimes they don't point that out or bother to edit that particular situation in. May ask the question, but it's not edited in the program itself. And maybe that's why I'm taking a kind of hands-off approach to the show. I do see nits and pieces of it. Tonight happens to be Money in the Bank. So Michael Jordan could go to blazes here. You know, I'm sorry here. You know, that had precedence here. We'll talk about Money in the Bank in a few minutes, too, here, by the way, here. But that's the deal. Check your history and some of those old-timers who remember those great old days of the Pistons in Chicago was after that ruling, the Michael Jordan rule, per se, where he could never be touched. If you laid a fingernail on the guy, you were called for a foul or abuse or whatever it may be. And, you know, that drives a lot of people away from sports, too, as well. But, hey, that's okay. Well, the last time the MHSAA finals were canceled. Now, historians traced it back to the start of World War II, to the German dictator Adolf Hitler's decision to invade Poland on September the 1st in 1939. The Emperor of Japan involvement in the war became effective in September of 1940 with the signing of the Tripartite Pact until December the 7th, 1941. And we all know what happened on that particular day, that America really didn't take no more crap anymore here in the involvement of that. They themselves were neutral nation, but again, the Imperial Japan just started bombing on Pearl Harbor, and that stopped all that crap. labor shortage was caused by, in 1941, by World War II, had taken out spring high school sports. That was back in 1917. So you want to know a little history of when the last time there was no sports or no high school sports rained out in the state of Michigan? You have those dates right in there. You can look them up. I just did it for you. Former WWE star Alberto Del Rio, named Jose A. Rodriguez, has been arrested and facing sexual charges, charged in a, according to the news source at News 4 in San Antonio. A woman reportedly present authorities with photographs and graphic details of an alleged beating and sexual assault and said that Del Rio had assaulted her on multiple occasions. She also reported accusing him of threatening to take her son and drop him in the middle of the road somewhere. Oh boy, that's pretty heavy stuff. The most recent incident alleged was occurred on May the 3rd, in which Del Rio accused the woman of being unfaithful and repeatedly slapped her around in the head, where she wouldn't admit her infidelity at all. She alleged that Del Rio then told her to put on a dress and dance for him and threatened her with abandonment of her son if she cried. Yes, that is tough stuff. I'm going to go on here. Del Rio then alleged that he tied the woman's hands up with boxing straps and put a sock in her mouth and sexually assaulted her for hours. Then it was reported visible injuries from punches in her back. This guy is going under the jail. Now, they said that among the charges, Del Rio is reported facing second-degree felony sexual assault with a bond set at $50,000. Now, Del Rio has been in this trouble before with battery charges before, and that's included now, I just mentioned battery charges. When reporting an investigation into an incident that happened in a Florida airport, Del Rio, partner at the time, and fellow WWE star Paige, they were both going out together, and from my memory, dates me right here, the WWE wanted him to break off that relationship because apparently Paige didn't want nothing to do with him, and end up firing the guy and getting rid of him at that point in time, not him seeing each other in the WWE ever again. Now, Paige later told reporters and also the courts that Del Rio did not touch her during the incident, but again, the WWE looked at the incident whole and in part and fired Del Rio, which we have not seen the guy since. I've seen him on Lucha wrestling matches on El Rey. I've seen him on them, and I've seen him on a couple other wrestling formats. So he's still working, but I don't believe at this time he's working in anything but jail, because that's where he is right now at present with this $50,000 bond put over his head there. Now, I tried to look up and see if this guy was released or not, and right now we can't get that information forward to me. I'll keep you abreast of that particular. Speaking of WWE, they had Money in the Bank tonight, and I will tell you that Otis, yes, Otis, wins the Men's Money in the Bank contest. And the winner of the ladies' WWE winner on the Money in the Bank was Oscar. Which was pretty funny indeed, because Oscar made some beelines. Yes, she did fight and did some courageous things. She started off the doggone thing jumping from a banister and just jumping on all of them and catching the elevator where none of them was able to catch her, and she got all the way up to the top of the building where she fought and did some things and won the money in bank. I'm quite sure you'll find out comments about it tomorrow on WWE Raw, which is on Monday night. Oh, boy. It was pretty comical. It was only 2.5 hours, by the way, boys and girls. Normally on those particular events, It normally lasts 3 hours, 3 hours and 15 minutes. But in this case, they had it marked down to a size of 2 hours and a half. Plus, they had a pre-show that started at 6 o'clock with a couple of matches on there. You can go to WWE's.com and get probably the results if they print them up. Or, you know, maybe we'll talk about it Wednesday or Thursday when we come on the air there. Normally Thursday, but not Wednesday here right now here. I just said that. Well, with all that said, I haven't heard anything on the Lions yet. I have not heard anything on the Tigers or the Pistons. And open up the camp. If you have not heard, we're extended to the 28th right now of safe distance, 6 feet away from each other, wearing masks in public places, and also staying home whenever and whenever you can. So please be mindful of those particulars. No matter how much you disagree with it and want to break the rules, I've seen a lot of rule breakers this last week here, more than I have before. Some people are slacking off. But again, you, the people out there, please, don't you slack off. Wear your mask, wash your hands, wear your sanitizer when absolutely needed, okay? You know, this is the thing. And don't touch your face, your nose, or rubbing your eyes while you're going out in public places and have to touch doors and all that, unless you can wash your hands or sanitize them right away. Please, don't do any of that there. Save yourself. Okay, I tell you, right now, save yourself. Be mindful of what's going on out here. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can watch Butcher on Sports, or you can listen to Butcher on Sports on Facebook, of course. Go to Butcher on Sports on Facebook. You can also go to Podomatic.com. You can type in SimpleButchToO.podomatic.com. You can also check me out on iTunes, of course, along with going to TheGameSportsShow.com, where, again, yours truly will be on till hopefully tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll do some sports news and all this other good stuff here. And with Scott Mason, E.J. Russell, and Dave McKay. You can also go to thegamesportsshow.podbean.com also to get the latest Butcher on Sports. So tell your friends, give me a like on Facebook if you can. Hey, if I can do something for you, hey, let me know. Just SimplyButch2@Yahoo.com is where you can send me an email. Alrighty, I'm going to be cool and get on out of here. Y'all have a great beginning of the week.